Brian, well, talk about a game of two halves. Cruising at half-time, what went wrong in the second half?
It helps when the lads make the right sort of applications, which they didn't second half. I could see, we talked about it at half-time, we talked about 2-0's a dangerous scoreline. They get one back, they get the crowd behind them, suddenly it all changes, and that's just what happened. They got a goal back. Penalty, lads say it wasn't, but they always say that, don't they? If you look in the paper tomorrow, you'll find he did stick it in the net and it was a goal. I think when it comes to the second goal, Jordan win, great strike for me. But there's that much had been going wrong before that, it was inevitable that that might happen anyway.
And what do you put it down to?
Well, you're going to tell me it's bad management, James.
No.
To be honest with you, lads switching off, lads probably thinking that they're home and dry at half time, which again we talked about. We talked that, you know, if it's dangerous scoreline, you get one back, the reds are going to be up, blah blah blah. But again, you know, sometimes things fall on deaf ears, and you know, players have just got to learn from experiences like that and make sure that next time they do it, it's a lot better.
So on Tuesday night, a lot of changes, do you think? Or are you not in the position to make many changes?
Well, I think there's one or two might be happy that they're not going to Whitby. But listen, James, we've got to see what we've got. We had a lot of players today who weren't available for one reason or another. We'll lose. Jordan Simpson will be suspended on Tuesday night. We'll have Michael Donoghue back. It won't change a lot because the players we've got with the injuries, I don't think will be coming back in. So we've got what we've got, and it's probably a good thing. It's their chance to put it right, isn't it?
Of course, we talk about the second half, but was there seemed an attempt? There seemed a period in towards the end of the first half when Bootles had dropped a bit, and FC could have really killed the tie off at that time, and weren't ruthless enough.
I think 3-0 would have helped us. I mean, but at the end one thing we didn't want to have to do was put players on who were struggling with knocks and strains. Jonathan Smith and Michael Donoghue were both on the bench, but they were both had strains. We didn't want to put young Jack on, who's only 17, who did very, very well, by the way, when he went on, at 2-1, because it's a difficult situation for a young boy coming on that. But we couldn't do anything about it. I think if you stick the third one away, yeah, it's game over.
What curious moment when Cedric Mayne had a chance to shoot and he decided to back heel it. No, did you remember that one?
He was trying to set somebody up,
but nobody was quite there.
Nobody was on his way.
And he had a shooting opportunity. The man's on a hat-trick.
Nobody was on his wavelength, and probably if he looks back at that, he'd probably think, well, man, he just hit it.
But having said that, still in the draw on Monday.
Well, just said, you know, if this is a league game, you lose 2 points, you throw 2 points away. But if it's a cup game, it's a replay. So whoever goes through has done the job, haven't they? So at the moment, we're halfway out. So we've not done a job, but we've got to try and do it on Tuesday night.
Well, Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yep. All right.
And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Cheers, James.